Now, Matt, here's a question for you. Sandy has been casting her eyes to the skies and can't explain what she saw. So listen to this.
Is it possible to have two suns in the sky? My husband and I were in Norfolk, Vancouver area, and we both saw two suns. We asked if anyone else saw it, but no one did. We both know what we saw, but still don't know how to explain it.
What could be the explanation?
Aliens.
Okay, right. Next question, moving on.
When's my question on poo coming up? Right. Sandy, you're not mad. The scientific name for what you saw is parhelia, but they're commonly referred to as sun dogs. And the earliest reference I can find to this was from Aristotle, who died in 322 BC. So these have been documented for a very long time. I don't know why nobody else saw it. Perhaps they weren't looking in, at the right place in the sky. The reason that you see these things, it's refraction of light. We're all familiar with refraction of light. We've all seen rainbows. We probably, as a child, had a prism or something like that. Maybe cooler toys. Maybe my parents fobbed
cooler
me off with something.
Cooler kids had cooler toys than just prisms.
But essentially, it's refraction of light. So light bends as it enters a medium of a different density. What happens is, if it's very, very cold, you get crystals forming in the atmosphere, and they act as these prisms. So they bend the light rays as they pass them. So as these crystals float downwards and the horizontal faces become more edge on, you see the light refract horizontally. So you see them to the left and the right of the sun. And those are sun dogs.
Helena?
How often does this happen? How have I been missing this?
Well, I don't think they've been missed. but you do have to have a certain combination of weather to actually get those. So again, it has to be quite cold. So you will see them quite often in winter. It probably also helps that the sun is quite low on the horizon as well. So you do see them, but we just don't see them all that often. But the other thing to remember is that you're refracting light around. So those two mini suns won't be as bright as the main boy. So, you know, they are a little bit fainter.